This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
We're going to pause and bring you to a news conference now underway. Officials in Maryland briefing us on the shooting. Here it is.
We have secured the building. We are in the process of notifying the next of kin. We have 5 confirmed fatals and 2 injuries. The injuries, to my understanding, are superficial, possibly from glass from the shotgun blast. We are working on now securing his residence. He does live in the state of Maryland. We are in the process of securing that residence and preparing for search warrants. So this is the next phase of this scene, and that is the investigative phase. This is the part that takes the most time. As I would assume many of you have already heard from many other police agencies in the state of Maryland and across the country, the investigative process is very difficult. We must be thorough. That's why you will not get the information from social media from us unless it's been confirmed. We have allowed our investigators to do their job. They are there now, and we are going to continue to provide you with information. I want to share something with you that I think is important. We mentioned before about the improvised explosive device. That is not an IED. It was actually canisters of smoke grenades that he used inside of the building when he entered the establishment. So this person was prepared today to come in. This person was prepared to shoot people. His intent was to cause harm. And as I stated before, the investigative part of this is going to be thorough, and it's going to take some time. As you can see behind us, we opened up Bestgate Road. We thought that we may need to secure that roadway for a long period of time. And as we get further into the investigation, we realize that we don't need that roadway. But the building, 888 Bestgate, will be secured for some time. I do not have a time frame on that yet. We're going to be inside there for quite a bit and until this investigation is complete. When I have more confirmed information, I will share that confirmed information with you.
We're going to pause and bring you to a news conference now underway. Officials in Maryland briefing us on the shooting. Here it is.
We have secured the building. We are in the process of notifying the next of kin. We have 5 confirmed fatals and 2 injuries.
Well, that is the police report, you know, from their report yesterday. They're in Annapolis investigating alleged prior issues the gunman had with the Capital Gazette and investigating previous online threats. The paper, as promised by journalists, they would get the damn paper out tomorrow, and they did after the shooting was over on Thursday. Gazette employees gathered in a parking deck at the nearby Annapolis Mall, where editor Rick Hutzel led a discussion, punctuated with hugs and staggered expressions, as you can imagine. We're trying, this is a quote, trying to do our job and deal with 5 people who lost their lives, said reporter Pat Ferguson, whose wife and adult son were with him at the mall. He said his colleagues were just people trying to do their job for the public. You think something like this might happen in Afghanistan, not in a newsroom a block away from the mall, he said, reflecting on what appeared to be one of the deadliest attacks on journalists in U.S. history. Police said the gunman, identified as Gerald Ramos, explicitly targeted the newspaper. And, of course, there will be more details coming out on that. This is Bill Martinez. We are live 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Steve Cortez coming up next, CNN political commentator. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that is our mission, our target focus to get this country back on track. Not a Republican or Democratic thing. It's an us kind of thing. The United States, huh? How about it? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, as promised, CNN political commentator Steve Cortez joins us after another busy week as far as news goes. We've got Tuesday's primary results, Mad Max on the loose, Kennedy retirement, shakeup with our, in the Oval Office. It is nonstop, not to mention an election coming up south of the border that, I'll tell you, that comes out to be true. Look for, as we've been saying, things to change with our neighbor to the south who has already said, hey, come one, come all. Everybody or somehow we have the right to invade the southern border of the United States and enter the United States, if even illegally. So, Steve Cortez, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, Bill, I'm great. Thanks for having me. And yeah, you're right. The news flow is never quiet in the Trump world, is it?
No, not at all. And then, of course, then you throw into it the shooting yesterday in Annapolis at the Capital Gazette. Five dead, two wounded. Just another tragedy in a situation where, you know, all these tensions. I mean, what's been happening, Steve, and I've been talking to a lot of people about this. The vitriol. It's just, you got to be careful. And I don't even like Sean Hannity warning that people are going to get murdered over this stuff. I think it only further exacerbates the possibility. What do you say?
Yeah, I thought Sean was honestly very irresponsible, and I'm generally a fan. Of course, we agree on policy and both strong Trump supporters. But he did what I don't like the left doing so often. He politicized that shooting almost immediately and blamed it on Maxine Waters. And Maxine Waters is an outrage, no doubt about it. And I am crazy critical of her comments and her threats, quite frankly, to Team Trump. I've said so on CNN. I've said so in articles. So, I agree that she's massively out of bounds. But I think Sean Hannity, unfortunately, acted a little bit like her in that he immediately tried to politicize that Annapolis shooting. It appears there is no political angle to this. This is just a terrible guy who had a personal vendetta with this paper because of their coverage of him. And it's just an awful story, but it doesn't appear to have any ideology at all attached to it. And he, though, Sean Hannity, tried to immediately affix this and ascribe this to Maxine Waters. So I thought that was
I think that's a stretch. Yeah,
let's let's not act like the left, right? Let's not do what we can't stand in them. We can't do ourselves, in my view.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I've been concerned because he's been on this for several weeks, even suggesting that somebody's going to get killed because of all the vitriol. It's just dangerous. I mean, if we're going to tap it down, then we need to talk about the positive things that are happening in the country. And there's lots of positive things. But, at every turn, you have the opposite side. The Dems are anything that has to do with Trump, with all the problems that we're having, the border. You and I talked about this before. They don't care about fake news anymore. I mean, they're just absolutely blatant, especially after what Time magazine did with the cover of their last edition.
Right, and that was just so outrageous to Photoshop that that cover as if Trump is being cruel to a crying little toddler girl who, by the way, was crying because her mother made a terrible decision, which is to willfully and knowingly trespass into the United States, to break and enter into our country. And by the way, for economic reasons, not because she was fleeing persecution, not
exactly.
because she was feared for her life in Honduras, but because she wanted a better economic life. By the way, I don't begrudge anyone wanting a better economic life. I mean, I thank God I was born here. Thank God my father immigrated here legally. But just because, you know, I would guess if we were to say anyone in the world who wants a better economic life in America is allowed, we'd probably have about a billion people here the next day.
Right.
I'll make that with a case.
Well, Gallup said 162 million are ready to come to the United States.
And I think that's super low. I don't believe it's nearly that low. You know, I really don't. But but here's the thing. We are a welcoming country. We have 4% of the world's population. We have 20% of the world's immigrants. About a million a year legally in the United States. We do immigration better than anyone in the world. It's important to us. It's a part of the fabric of America, of our culture, our economy. I love immigration, but I want to do it better, first of all, legal immigration. And then secondly, I want illegal immigration to be eliminated or as much as practical. And part of that is zero tolerance at the border. And I don't apologize for zero tolerance policies. No one has a right to break and enter into our country just as they don't have a right to break and enter into my house.
Exactly.
Either is wrong, and either should be you know, vigorously prosecuted.
Well, at the core of all this, Steve, is we want fairness. I don't care if you're illegal or legal. I think what's instinctively endemic to all human beings is what's fair. And after 1986, especially with the one-time amnesty for illegal aliens, there were things the government, Democrats, Republicans alike, were supposed to do. And basically, they lied to the public. They did neither one of the three things they were supposed to do, other than they got amnesty, but there were supposed to be a quid pro quo that to this day has not happened. And I don't understand why Donald Trump doesn't say, look, we're going to enact, we're going to follow through on the 1986 commitment. And then we can talk about something later on. You know, why are we reinventing the wheel for something that's already been approved and passed?
Right. And I think, Bill, to that point, I think Trump learned from that lesson, from Reagan's mistake. And I generally love Ronald Reagan, but I think that was a huge mistake of his presidency. And that's why Trump is holding the line here on DACA. He's willing to give amnesty to DACA, to these young adults who came here as children and didn't choose to break our immigration laws. A lot of people in the Trump team don't agree with me on this. I agree with the president, though. I think it's right for us to show mercy to those people. However, that amnesty, if we grant that alone without getting the other improvements we need, like a border wall, like eliminating the visa lottery, restricting chain migration. If we just did standalone amnesty, I think we'll have the same result we had in 1986. You'll just encourage more of it because people believe, well, there's going to be DACA 2.0, 3.0.
Exactly.
So I think he's right to stand his ground and say, if we're going to make DACA permanent, protections for these people permanent, we have to have these other elements to deter illegal immigration. And it has to be in one package. We can't say, okay, you know, we get an IOU that we're going to cash in later because it never gets cashed in. And it didn't in the 80s. It won't now.
Steve, is amnesty, I mean, because this is one thing I'm hearing a lot about, is that, you know, amnesty is a big word, and with it comes all privileges and, you know, of citizenship and everything. People, I think some people are open to some form of amnesty, but are you saying it's total amnesty, you know, for the DACA, you know, we say kids, but these are grown-ups now, people who were brought here to this country, or do they even get vetted? I mean, because you have some of these kids that, you know, they almost self-identify still with their home country. They're really not totally interested in assimilating and being a positive part of the fabric of this culture.
Right. No, certainly that's true of someone. You're right. And listen, we shouldn't lionize all DACA recipients as if they're all angels and they're wonderful.
You know, valedictorians and all that, right? Yeah.
Right. So, no, I 100% agree. We have to have serious vetting and a process, too. And when I say amnesty for them, what I would propose and what Trump has proposed is immediate protection, meaning, you know, they won't be deported. They have legal status to stay here, but a long process towards citizenship. I think
yeah.
they have to demonstrate that they are good, that they would be good citizens mm-hmm. of the United States. That
yeah, I think Marco Rubio has suggested as much as well. And as we continue to debate this and work this out, hopefully we can stay on the right track on this. Steve Cortez is with us. He continues on the other side of the break. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's Way Likas, fresh and independent, coming your way at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Steve Cortez continues with us, CNN political commentator. Steve, with all the pressure that Dems have been putting on this president and the administration to, present some sort of false narrative that you would think that the administration is anti-Hispanic, his popularity numbers going up, but particularly among Hispanics, as you write in your latest article and column at Real Clear Politics, realclearpolitics.com, his approval rating rises among Hispanics 10 points. That's incredible.
Right. You just don't see those kind of jumps, not this quickly.
Well, not in the middle of all this contention, right?
Well, exactly. And that's the point of my article that I wrote, is that despite media hysteria over the border, and I do think there's a hysteria, I mean, we have a problem with the border, no doubt about it, but this is not a national scandal the way the media wants us to believe it is. Yeah. And you might expect that Hispanics in particular might be offended by what's going on there. Well, we're finding actually the opposite.
Right.
And this is not, from some crazy right-wing polling organization. This is from The Hill.
Right.
Newspaper and website, which I'd say is generally pretty critical of Trump, but they do approval polling of him. His overall approval ratings is the second highest of his presidency. It's ticked up to 47%. 49 was the high mark last year, and it's rallied from being in the 30s not too long ago. And the biggest reason for the recent jump was among Hispanics. You're exactly right. That it jumped 10 points, his approval rating among Hispanics. And by the way, too, a separate poll asking Hispanics about our border policy, only 20% of Hispanics said they supported the previous policy of catch and release, meaning that we will cite you but not arrest you. You're supposed to show up to court later. Of course, very few do. That's catch and release. 20% supported that. That's all. 64% of Hispanics support arresting the parents and detaining them either as a family or detaining them separately, but detaining in either case. 64%, I mean, almost two-thirds of Hispanics believe in enforcement at the border. So, I think that will disappoint a lot of the Democrats. They think Hispanics are all open borders people. We're not.
Well, no.
The president's doing well. And here's the thing. In terms of Hispanic approval of the president, I don't think it has anything to do really with the border. It has to do with their lives. Most Americans,
today,
the border is not an issue to them. But you know what is? Their paycheck. And can they pay their bills? Can they take their family to dinner? Can they go see that doctor that they need to see and pay the copay? These are the things, the bread and butter issues that matter to most Americans. And thank goodness it's getting better for all Americans, and particularly for Hispanics, who, as working class people, are finally starting, in general, working class population, starting to see paychecks rise and their prosperity increase.
Steve, Hispanics tell me it's also an issue of security. I mean, because where do these illegals go? They go into Hispanic communities. And, we've been saying, what is the difference? Somebody breaks the law on one side of the border, they come in. What are the chances they're going to be, they're going to be law-abiding just because they went on the other side of the border?
Right. No, that's a great point. And, for example, the media also, when the president talks about cracking down on MS-13, the media tries to characterize that as anti-Hispanic.
Yeah.
Actually, the exact opposite is true. MS-13 primarily is terrorizing Hispanics.
Exactly. Right.
Because that's where they live and operate.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you read the awful stories about their crimes, in almost every case, the victim has an Hispanic surname, which just makes sense, unfortunately. So I would argue that cracking down on MS-13 is actually protecting Hispanic Americans, far from being something discriminatory. So the media has it all wrong, but it's just because they are so hell-bent on presenting this narrative that the president hates Hispanics, that he's anti-Mexican, that he's anti-immigrant. All of that is false. By the way, he's married to an immigrant. He's the son of an immigrant. A lot of people don't know that. He's not anti-immigrant. He's anti-illegal immigration, absolutely, but not anti-immigrant, and they're very, very separate things.
It's such a ridiculous argument because we're all immigrants. barring if you were, if you're not Indian and part of the indigenous tribes here that used to, be here in quite the population in America, hey, that's it. We all are. So it's ridiculous. And the other thing that is disheartening, and you mentioned this as well, and I want to point this out again, is the rhetoric. CIA Director Michael Hayden, compared the detention policies to Auschwitz. And then you got Danny Deutsch. I don't even know why they bring Danny Deutsch back on again. To me, he's disqualified himself, even as an opiner. He's just way over the top, you know, calling Trump voters Nazis. I mean, come on.
Well, and how he gets away with that at MSNBC. I guarantee if I said that on CNN, if I, about the other side, but if I said Hillary voters are Nazis, I would off the air immediately. I would be at least suspended, probably fired. And by the way, probably deserve it, right?
Yeah.
Why MSNBC allows that kind of rhetoric from him to call Trump voters Nazis? And Michael Hayden, I mean, this guy was a four-star general.
Exactly.
He was the head of the CIA. This isn't some small, you know, obscure figure. And he literally compared our border enforcement to Auschwitz. Mm-hmm. Number one, really disrespectful to the many people who died there, that horrible place. Number two, totally disrespectful to the Americans who ended that evil, the brave Americans of
exactly.
the generation who defeated Nazism. And he is a military man to disrespect mm-hmm. them that way, I thought was just disgraceful.
And the Border Patrol officers that are putting themselves in harm's way, you know, trying to affect the laws that they are supposed to affect, and how many have died in defense of our borders there. I mean, this is just it's just so over the top.
Yeah.
And if Michael Hayden was in the position to be king and make the decision, how would he control this, you know, the border?
Right. And, Bill, I do. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I hate the way ICE has been so demonized. In the media. These are a lot of brave, hardworking people. They do tough, dangerous work that a lot of us wouldn't want to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, busting down doors in the middle of the night when they have to, out in a hot desert trying to patrol our border. And by the way, the most Hispanic agency of the federal government, I would also mention. So the idea
is 60%. 60% are Hispanic.
White racists who hate immigrants. I mean, it's just an absurdity. And I have so much respect for ICE, and I think they should be regarded and respected, not demonized.
Exactly. Well, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez upset the political tradition with a huge upset in Tuesday's primary and upending Joe Crowley, the 28-year-old Democratic socialist. She says, you know, she wants to get rid of ICE.
Unbelievable. And also echoed by yesterday by Senator Gillibrand of New York. So that's the first time so far we've heard abolish ICE from some kind of, you know, minor political figures. People like this Ocasio-Cortez, although she may not be minor for long, she's getting a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Cynthia Nixon, who's running for governor of New York, said that, the actress. But now we've heard it from a sitting U.S. senator from one of our largest states. A pretty important politician said she wants to abolish ICE. I guess I'll give them credit that at least they're starting to get honest about their open borders
things.
That's where they want to go, and that's where we would get quickly. Imagine if ICE were eliminated. Could you imagine? Could you imagine a town saying, yeah, you know what, we're going to get rid of our cops? I mean, what would happen?
Right? Yes, exactly.
So, I mean, it's laughable, but in some ways it's not laughable, because they do want open borders, and they're starting to get a little more honest about it. And I think Senator Gillibrand and Ocasio-Cortez really handed us, as far as Republican, a gift, because I plan on using that as much as I can on air. And as we get into the 2018 elections, reminding America, you know, do you really want to pull the guards off of America's borders?
Yeah, right.
That's what they
right.
want.
That's the answer. I mean, of all the other things, that's the best they can come up with instead of offering some kind of solution. I mean, they've been part of the problem all these decades, and now their solution is, oh, we'll just get rid of ICE. Boy, that makes just way too much sense. And as you say, it is laughable at the mere suggestion. Kennedy announced his retirement as expected. We've seen this coming for quite a while. Boy, this is just a grand opportunity for conservatism and for this president and his legacy.
It sure is. And, you know, I think perhaps Trump's, I think he's done a lot of things well, particularly regarding the economy.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps his lasting legacy will be judges. Looking first below the Supreme Court level, he's already, at this point in the presidency, he's already has confirmed a record number of circuit court judges compared to any other president.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big legacy that's really important. It doesn't get the attention of the Supreme Court, but it means a lot to our country. And then, of course, the Supreme Court, the fact that he got Gorsuch seated and made sure that Scalia seat stayed in the Scalia mold.
Yes, exactly.
Constructionist who, you know, believes in our Constitution and doesn't try to legislate from the bench and doesn't try to act like a monarch. And, you know, our country too often has been ruled by five unelected judges who have made decisions for the country that ought to be made through the political process, through the legislature, the president, etc. And now that we have a chance to replace Kennedy with, I hope, a much more conservative constitutional judge, that's going to be even more of the case.
Without a doubt.
The left is freaking out about this. But it's
Steve, we got to leave it right there. Thanks for being with us. Appreciate it. Steve Cortez, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Annapolis, Maryland, the Capital Gazette comes out with an edition this morning, despite the fact that just hours earlier, five of its employees were shot and killed, two others injured when a gunman with a vendetta against the paper opened fire at the newspaper's offices.
Governor Larry Hogan says he is absolutely devastated. In a tweet, President Trump says, "My thoughts and prayers are with the victims and their families." Senator Chris Van Hollen says, "My heart is with the families, friends, and loved ones of the victims. We must unite to end the violence."
Reporter Jill Powell, 38-year-old Gerald Ramis of Laurel, according to police, had a grudge against the paper for how he was portrayed in an article 7 years ago after pleading guilty to harassing a former high school classmate. Playtime's over for the bankrupt Toys R Us chain. It officially closes its remaining U.S. stores today. And this is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
It's all about your liberty. That's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. After everything is all said and done, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. Gracie Pozzo Christie is with us right now. She specializes in radiology in the Miami area, serves as a senior policy advisor for the Catholic Association. Dr. Gracie, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about, we had a couple of victories this week in SCOTUS, the U.S. Supreme Court, but particularly the pro-life victory that was announced earlier this week. Tell our audience about that.
So the state of California passed a law requiring that pro-life pregnancy support centers who help women give birth to their children, women who want to keep their children, they passed a law saying that these centers had to advertise that the state provides free or low-cost abortion. In other words, making a pro-life center advertise for abortion, which is exactly what they're against. And the Supreme Court said that this was a violation of our free speech rights, and they were perfectly correct. It's a very good day for America.
It is amazing. You know, what is going on in I happen to be in California right now that on their ballot coming up in November is a proposal to break up into three states. I mean, it's getting pretty goofy. They did, you know, sign into law yesterday the sugar tax ban. I mean, they're all over the place. But to come up with something like this, I mean, not a big surprise. I mean, this is what happens when you have a you know, politically controlled state like California, you know, to expect. And of course, this is along the lines of other things that they're doing right now. I mean, to the point to where they may be outlawing the Bible down the road because of some legislation.
Well, in California, like you say, as you say, that there is one party in control. And what we're seeing is sort of like the logical end limit of what happens when the progressive or the far left liberal ideology is carried out. It's an intolerant, in the end, it's an intolerant ideology.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't allow other people to dissent and to lead their lives in a normal way without having to bow to the state.
And what about the women that they say they care so much about that have been injured? You know, it doesn't matter. It's just, okay, we've got an ideology and we're going to promote abortions. And even if you're there to do something that, you know, the Planned Parenthood has been using for ages, that, you know, supposedly abortion only represents 3% of what they do. 97% is, you know, counseling. So these clinics that counsel women on the basis of a pro-life worldview, suddenly they're wrong because they're not advertising abortions. This is incredible.
It is incredible. A woman who goes to an abortion clinic and gets an abortion, she walks out of there, she's all out of choices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was it. That was it for that pregnancy, for that child. But a woman who goes to a pro-life pregnancy center, she is given so many beautiful choices to go forward mm-hmm. with her pregnancy. She's given all sorts of support to make that choice. And you know what? If she doesn't want to make the choice, she walks out with her child and she can go and have an abortion down the road. I mean, she's lost nothing, but she's been offered everything.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the response throughout the country and certainly with pro-life conservatives has been incredible. Tony Perkins had this to say. He said, pro-life pregnancy centers provide at no charge the practical resources, information, and emotional help women need to choose life for their baby and to care for their child long after they are born. Pregnancy resource centers should not be compelled to speak a message that goes against the very nature of their existence. We're thankful that they can continue the good work without fear of punishment. Now, this is really focused, you know, in terms of the baby, and I think that's an awesome perspective that Tony Perkins shares. I look at it as, you know, for the woman herself that goes through something as traumatic as an abortion. I mean, we make it seem like, hey, it's just tissue, it's no big deal, you know, you just cut it out. Well, what about these women that years later, Dr. Christie, are saying, hey, I know that... you know, because this is what they tell me anecdotally all the time. They said, you know, I had an abortion 13 years ago, and I know my child would be 13 years today.
Many women, they suffer so terribly after an abortion, and the suffering goes on for years for the rest of their lives because, as you say, they're reminded with every anniversary that they could have had a beautiful person in their life that that they didn't accept, but they felt they weren't able to. But what I think that it's really important is to remember that for the side of the argument that's always talking about choice,
mm-hmm.
The pregnancy resources centers are all about choice. They're about giving women really a platform from which to make all the choices that they want to make, not mm-hmm. just the choice that the state of California wants, which is for them to abort their children.
Well, I'm interested to note here, Dr. Christie, that, you know, a lot has been talked about PTSD. Is PTSD, in a sense, for the women that go through abortions, are we going to find out later on that somehow there's relevancy here?
Well, we know this. We know that women suffer psychologically from abortion. They have higher rates of mental illness, depression, anxiety, suicidal ideation. They have higher drug abuse or
mm-hmm.
Alcoholism. I mean, women suffer after yes. an abortion because everybody knows when you are pregnant, there's a little child on the way. Someone is going to call you mommy.
Yeah.
And when you say no to that, you suffer from that for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because most women, you know, that are pregnant will refer to it as a baby. They don't refer to it as a fetus. I mean, you try to take out that emotion and make it seem like it's, you know, it's meaningless and inconsequential. But as you say, once they've made that decision and had an abortion, there's no more. They're all out of choices. At that point, they're having to deal with, you know, the results of their final choice they made on behalf of this child's life.
And it's really ugly the way that the pro-abortion left talks about it in such sort of a vulgar, you know, they use the most horrible terms when they talk about abortion because they're trying to normalize it and make it seem, you know, just something you do on an afternoon and you never think about it again. But, you know, our human reality is such, we can't cover that up. We know there's a child on the way. We know that we're missing something beautiful in our lives.
Well, the other thing that I've been, you know, banging the drum on this show has to do with, you know, the male, the male's participation, lack of participation. You know, many men have had their arms and hands tied on this situation because it's not their body, it's the woman's body. So, you know, God forbid that they would tread on that. But, you know, the thing is, by virtue of that argument, it is leaving the women that they care about and they love in many cases, they're leaving them defenseless, are they not?
Well, abortion is bad for men and women. And because the man, it takes away his right to defend his child from
yes.
being killed.
Mm-hmm.
And it leaves them bereaved the same way that a woman is bereaved when she has an abortion. And then it's bad for women because it takes away all the sense of responsibility that men ought to have for the women they impregnate. But they're being told, well, it's not your problem. She can go have an abortion. So
right.
it's killing the whole abortion is killing all our society in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm. And it really is. And I'm you know, I'm grateful to hear you put it in that perspective, because I believe it's one of those overlooked areas. I keep saying at some point, sooner than later, there is going to be an outcry. And the cry is going to come from the men of America who finally come into the reality and understanding that their child, their son and daughter has been murdered. And they are part and parcel to this. And you know, and I would say to them that come to this, you know, to come to that reality, that they understand above all that there is a forgiving God, there is a redeeming God. And we all make mistakes, but we need to reconcile this issue if we're going to ultimately do something in a dramatic way and push back and stand for pro-life and not stand for the murder of the next generation of children in this country or around the world for that matter.
I'm so glad you said that about God's mercy, because it is endless. It is too big to comprehend, and we're so thankful for that.
Without a doubt. Dr. Grace Posey Christie, a policy advisor for the Catholic Association, with us on Bill Martinez. Dr. Christie, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
America. We're a nation built by hard work. And when we get knocked down, we get back up. Now we're making a comeback. Starting to grow faster than we have in years. Wages are going up. We have more job openings than people looking to fill them. American trade, free trade, is essential to that prosperity. Powering our economy, creating jobs. But we could be risking it all, because tariffs will raise prices in America, hurting American workers and small business owners, hurting farmers who get penalized selling food overseas, hurting families raising children. If we want to keep growing, we must keep trading, not tax ourselves with tariffs, and make our businesses less competitive. Protect American trade. Support freedom. Oppose tariffs. Paid for by Freedom Partners Chamber of Commerce.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez Live.
Oh, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, it's quite a week for SCOTUS and quite a week, a positive week for conservatism. You know, as we had just spoke with Dr. Gracie Pozzo Christi, you know, the Supreme Court upheld the right of pro-life pregnancy centers to decline to speak on behalf of the state to promote abortion. And also a decision on free speech, and this is regarding the NIFLA case, the National Institute of Family and Life Advocates. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of free speech in that case. And here to talk with us right now is Focus on the Families, Bruce Hoskinet. Bruce is, as I say, is a judicial analyst for Focus. Bruce, always good to be talking to you. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Good to talk to you again.
Always. I got to tell you, the Neil Gorsuch appointment is paying dividends left and right. The very thing Democrats knew is going to happen. It was going to tilt the Supreme Court. And, of course, the president's going to have a second bite at the apple with the retirement of Justice Kennedy.
It's true. I'm not even sure what day of the week this is with all the busy news from the Supreme Court in the last 2 weeks, but yeah. Yes.
Well, we're in the final week. They were closing it down, so they had to, you know, get all these, make all these announcements. And, of course, on the final day, the icing on the cake was Justice Kennedy going to the president and saying, look, it's been an honor to serve, and, you know, I'm at 81 years old. I'm finito.
I mean, it is amazing, isn't it? And he
Yeah.
kind of went out with a bang in that in NIFLA case with his concurrence on the First Amendment freedom of speech and what it means. It was amazing. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's really quick, you know, before we get into that, we mentioned Neil Gorsuch. And, of course, with his next appointment, the pattern that was set by the Neil Gorsuch appointment, probably going to be the same thing in the Senate once again, right?
I think so. I think we're going to see a repeat. We're going to see the same people saying that any of the nominees that President Trump brings will be too radical, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
McConnell will run his ship the way he ran the ship with the Gorsuch nomination, and ultimately I think you'll see a couple of Democrats join the Republicans in confirming the next nominee.
Yeah, especially some of those Democrats that are vulnerable for this upcoming election in November. They have backed off on their rhetoric, like Joe Manchin and several others. And, of course, there were a couple Democrats that voted for Neil Gorsuch, and they were meeting with the president this morning, I'm sure, to probably see if there's any way possible that he can get somebody else other than the 25 that he's had on this list for over a year now, right?
Yeah, and that's not likely to happen. I think one thing President Trump has done right is listen to his advisors on his judicial picks, and they've all been stellar. And I don't think he'll deviate from the list that he's been working on since 2016 when he was running.
Well, for people that believe that the Founding Fathers said what they said, and didn't say what they didn't say, as Antonin Scalia would say, relevant to the U.S. Constitution. You know, that's been the divide. You and I have talked about this. You've got that side that feels that there should be some interpretive application in some of those conclusions that have been out there. In my humble opinion, I'm not an attorney, you know better, but there's some elasticity, as the former president put it, which I think is quite interesting for somebody who supposedly taught constitutional law. At least that's what he says. Although others said, well, he was a guest speaker, but not necessarily a professor. I say, well, you know, here we are. We're going to get caught in a bucket of gum here, trying to argue what was and all that sort of thing, because we always have a hard time, you know, trying to find out what the truth was and the vetting of the former president. But the fact of the matter is that he did make the statement that there was elasticity, quote unquote, in the interpretation of the U.S. Constitution. And then you have the other side, or constructionalists, to say, look, a decision has to come out of the construct of the Constitution. And that's where we are right now. And there's been, as you know, Bruce, there's just been an overwhelming amount of attorneys over the recent decades that have been more on the elastic side than the constructionist side, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, law schools are cranking out all kinds of attorneys who view the law not as something to be taken back to its roots and studied in detail, but as something to be molded and used as a tool to achieve social justice. And as a law school graduate myself, I find that development sad, but it's been going on for decades. And so we have this split in the legal profession, which ends up as a split among judges, and that's why we have a split on the Supreme Court. And it's just sad to see it, but boy, it would be nice to get back to a majority of justices who look at the Constitution and its text and its original meaning, and work from there. That would be a breath of fresh air.
Well, Bruce, you're the analyst, and so we yield to you regarding social justice. How come the Constitution, I mean, unless I'm misreading something, I don't see how the Constitution doesn't, have answers for social justice.
And it does. And those issues where the Constitution is silent, we as the people have an opportunity to amend it and add those issues and things that we think are necessary. I mean, we have 27 amendments to the Constitution.
Right.
So it provides its own method for discussing those issues that aren't there, already.
Right.
But my goodness, Congress can act. Congress can pass laws on social justice. The Constitution requires them to be the lawmaking assembly, not the Supreme Court. I don't know how we got off on that track.
Well, they've gotten out of their lane in a couple cases, certainly with Roe v. Wade going back, and it was an activist judge that has done that. An activist judge vacated 8 million votes in California when 8 million people came forth and voted and said they support, you know, the definition of marriage of one man, one woman. And one gay judge in San Francisco said, nah, you got it wrong, and vacated 8 million votes. And yet those same Democrats and people of that persuasion will say every vote counts.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah. For a living constitution until they get the policy they want, and then it's definitely closed and cemented shut.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, I want to again talk about the SCOTUS decision on free speech in the NIFLA case. Explain to our audience how significant this was.
Well, you know, we hear a lot about government censorship, and we're aware of you know, beware of government banning books and things like that. But the flip side of the First Amendment is, can the government make you say something that is totally contrary to what your inside is telling you? That was the NIFLA case, where the state of California required pro-life pregnancy care centers to advertise for abortion.
Right.
It was the antithesis of what those organizations stood for, but they passed a law targeting those precise organizations and said, yes, you will advertise abortion. And, of course, that was compelled speech. It had to go all the way to the Supreme Court. But
amazing.
We finally, well, by a narrow 5-4 decision.
That's why I say thank God for Neil Gorsuch, right, and Donald Trump.
I know. And you have to give credit where credit is due. Kennedy, although he's been the cause of more trouble on social issues, on the First Amendment free speech clause, he has been rock solid throughout the years. And he made that swing vote count this time.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, California is going down another slippery slope. I mean, this was one, and so they got a little bit of a smackdown here, but they're insistent on this other one that has to do with gay counseling. Where do you go with this?
You know, that's why NIFLA was important, and no one's talking about this yet, but in Justice Thomas's majority opinion, he said, look, California says they can regulate these abortion centers, pregnancy centers, because it's professional speech, and that's a different category under the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same category that California uses to regulate licensed counselors.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, in NIFLA, the Supreme Court said there is no such thing as professional speech. So if you're trying to regulate it, you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is going to come back in the licensing of therapists and things, people trying to talk to men and women who are dealing with unwanted gay attractions. And we just might have a breakthrough in terms of finding some of these California laws, like AB 2943, which is going to make it a crime under the consumer fraud statute in California to counsel people dealing with unwanted same-sex attraction.
Did you read the justification on that, Bruce? I'm sure you probably did. I just couldn't believe how anecdotally sophomoric it was. Again, I'm not an attorney, but I mean, there was no opinion of people whose lives have been changed as a result of counseling to help them deal with any kind of sexual identity crisis that they were going through. Those were all admitted. It was conveniently set up in such a way that all, you know, was just everything was all bad. And the only good way was to, get those counter opposing viewpoints to help people deal with this issue out of the way.
Oh, yeah. And we've dealt with that. One of my colleagues here, Jeff Johnston,
yes,
has testified in numerous settings on that very thing. And he also comments that the whole story is rigged with these anecdotal things. And they take their dog and pony show from state to state, complaining about one or two instances where somebody's heard that someone undergoing therapy was harmed. And so that's how they get these, you know, liberal legislatures to pass these laws.
Yeah, but meanwhile, look at the suicide rate in that population.
Exactly.
You know, because of the confusion that goes on. I highly irresponsible, in my humble opinion. You're the attorney, so I yield to you, Bruce Hoskonecht. Thank you so much, as always, a judicial analyst for Focus on the Family on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Bill.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water.